Well, Tennessee whiskey might be smooth, but what about Saskatchewan whiskey? Not only is it smooth, it's award-winning. Black Fox Farm and Distillery in Saskatoon just earned one of the most prestigious honors in the spirits world, being named the Worldwide Whiskey Producer of the Year by the International Wine and Spirits Competition. This is big. This award recognizes not just one product, but the distillery's entire portfolio, innovation, commitment to excellence. We've actually had Black Fox on the program once before. One of the founders, we had Barb Stefanishin-Cote on. Now, the other co-owner, John Cote, joins us by phone this morning. John, thanks so much for checking in.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure, Evan.
And I'm pumped for you. This is a big recognition. Congrats on this.
Well, thank you very much. It is. It's a recognition not just for the distillery, but it's what we do here. You can only do here. It's the grain that we grow in Saskatchewan. It's our climate. It's the people. So really, the award is, you know, for a lot of different things, but we really, it is a Saskatchewan kind of award.
So let's talk first, because about your start to this. You're fifth generation farmers, correct?
Correct.
And you decided back in 2015, how about if we got into distilling as well? Talk to me a little bit about that decision. Why did it come about? Where did this interest come from?
Well, it's a long story. So we had Barb and I, by 2015, in our careers as farmers and agrologists, had worked on every continent in, like, doing agriculture on every continent except for Africa and the Antarctic.
Wow.
And our experience in that was what we see happening in agriculture today in the province, is that farms need to get really big. And we felt, well, maybe that wasn't where we wanted to be, so we wanted to create a farm that was really connected to the consumer. And we felt the best product that we could make was probably whiskey in order to do that.
I think about, I actually did a tour down in the United States once of a distillery, and they talked about, you know, these are the bins where we import the grain from that we use. You guys grow 95% of your own grains that you use, correct?
Well, yeah, and that is our distinct advantage, because we can control our expertise as farming. We can control that incoming product perfectly. And so if we want something particular, like the flavors, the style of grain that we're using, it gives you total control. And this is, it's very odd in the distilling world where you have this, because most distilleries are, like you say, either they're huge industrial operations. They're bringing in grain from all over the world and really have a hard time coordinating that quality product to start with.
Right. So, you know, I remember once years ago being in a winery and listening to the, as we were getting the tour, listening to how the weather changed the grapes and changed the flavor from year to year. Can you talk about how Saskatchewan's weather impacts the work you do at the distillery?
Yeah, so it is. It's huge. So we try and incorporate that into every step of our process. So the grains themselves, it's kind of a natural fluctuation in temperatures here that we have that actually concentrates some of those flavors in the grain. So you take that grain from the field, you go through the distilling process, you put it in your barrels, and then the last step of our production is we actually let those barrels mature outside, whether it's minus 40 or plus 40, and they have the impact of the weather, because when it warms up during the day, it causes pressure in those barrels and it drives that whiskey into the wood. And then when it cools down at night, it actually creates a vacuum and sucks that whiskey right out of the wood. And then the process starts again the next day.
Wow. So winter and summer, they stay outside.
Winter and summer, they stay outside. And I think, I can't confirm it because I haven't been everywhere, but I think we're the only distiller in the world that does that process.
Wow. I just find this whole story, John, so amazing. Consumers, like the real connoisseurs, can literally trace the whiskey's journey from farm to glass. I think that's kind of a cool part of your story.
Well, it is, because, you know, it's all about transparency. And our industry is rife with counterfeiting and all this kind of stuff. So if you go out and you buy a really expensive bottle of whiskey, you kind of want to know where your whiskey came from.
Right.
And a lot of whiskey that you find out there, the people behind it, they don't even make whiskey. They just buy it from somebody else and put it into their bottles, and it's an absolute shame. We put a serial number on each bottle. There's a little coin on top, and you put that serial number into the website, and it'll tell you all the background of that particular bottle, right from the field that we grew the grain in to who distilled it, who bottled it, how cold it got, how many hours of bright sunshine were on that barrel. And it's piles of fun because it does. It opens up that whole back end of the distillery of people are interested where their, not only their whiskey comes from, but where their food is coming from.
Right. Of course, we're chatting today with John Cote, who is co-founder, head distiller at Black Fox Farm and Distillery. I'm smiling as I look at the text line and see texts coming in. Where can I buy it? Where can I buy it? Where can I buy it? Lots of people interested in your product. So before we get to that, and we will talk about where it's available, John, but I want to come back to the recognition that you just got. So Worldwide Whiskey Producer of the Year. This isn't just one of your products getting an award. This is actually kind of the distillery, right? Your entire portfolio. Talk about what they measure, what they look at in the scope of this award.
So a lot of it boils down to consistency, like always having a really good product. And so we've been in this competition on and off again for the last 5 or 6 years. And it's, they look at here. That's our commitment, that if it's not good, we just, it'll never get into a bottle. So there's that, there's the innovation that comes around it, you know, all about sustainability, about storing the barrels outside,
yeah,
and being leaders in the industry. So we've been able to, you know, in 10 short years that we've been going, we've been able to get into markets that are quite distinct around the world, from working with the Four Seasons in Abu Dhabi and Michelin star restaurants and in Hong Kong, and right here in Saskatchewan, working with some of the best chefs and some of the best brains in that whole flavor kind of concept that a lot of people kind of like when they have a little distillery, they dream of getting into some of those places. So that's right. What the award is all about.
I remember when we chatted with Barb when she was on the show before, we talked about some of those opportunities to have some fairly well-known people around the world sampling or sipping on your whiskey. Or let's talk a bit about the suite of products that you offer. It's not just whiskey, correct?
It's not just whiskey. So our focus, like every day, we make whiskey, but we also make gin. Gin is a huge part of what we do. Gin, whiskey is very traditional and people expect a certain thing. Gin gives you that creativity or that freedom to create that the customers really enjoy, and we enjoy making it as well. So we grow 95% of what we use, we grow right here. So we're doing, you know, a Hascap gin, a raspberry gin, cucumber, even mustard. And it makes it a pile of fun.
Do you do tastings? Is that a thing that you offer?
Yes, we do. So people can come right out to the distillery. They can have a tasting here, but we do them worldwide. So Barb, who you talked to before, is just traveling from Budapest to Poland. And next week she's home for a bit, but we'll do tastings in Dubai, Abu Dhabi. We just finished in London. But it's all about you can create all you want, but you have to let people taste it.
Mm-hmm. And I know the website, blackfoxfarmanddistillery.com. Maybe just help people understand where exactly you're situated in proximity to Saskatoon, John.
So we're just south of the city, about 2 miles, right along the Saskatchewan River. So a beautiful, beautiful location and a very short drive. We're about 15 minutes from downtown. And that's where everything happens. That's where the farm is and all the grain is produced. So in the summertime, they can come and we'll give them a little bit of a farm tour if they pop out. in the wintertime, we have our kind of our little retail store open, and people, especially this time of year, it's a pile of fun to come and look for Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
Little odds and bobs to take home.
I can imagine some good shopping can be done. John Côté is my guest. Before I let you go, when I chatted with Barb, we were talking about other places that you can get it. And I know she said it's in some retail locations in the province, but moving into other provinces as well, we often hear about these kind of internal barriers that we have, interprovincial barriers to trade. Has that been a factor in getting your product outside the province at all, John?
Yes, it has. It becomes a little bit frustrating. Like each province runs as its own little country. So basically, it's a whole new system that you have to enter into. So Alberta was the first out of Saskatchewan province that we went into. And now we're just negotiating with Manitoba. And so we'll be there here after Christmas. We also have product on the shelf in BC. So Western Canada, we've got covered. The problem really arises in Central Canada. When you get into Ontario and Quebec, there's such huge markets that a small distillery like ours, being very boutique, has a real struggle with it because they're looking for really, really big volumes.
Right.
And it's just something that we can't accommodate. And between the provincial taxation systems and stuff like that, it becomes very, very complicated for us.
Well, John, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I just say, hence that's why we concentrate on the export market, because in a lot of ways,
right,
it's just simpler for us.
Right. Which in some ways is kind of sad if you think about it. I mean, great for you to be able to export, but, you know, gosh, this is something that is worthy of sharing across the country. I know you've got Alberta, you're working on Manitoba, am I right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned good Christmas shopping. I'm sure many people will take that opportunity. Again, the website is blackfoxfarmanddistillery.com. John, thank you so much for stopping by, and congrats again on this great distinction. Really proud of you, Barb, and the team at Black Fox.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
John Côté, co-founder, head distiller, Black Fox Farm and Distillery. The website is outstanding, by the way. If you haven't been to it, there's a great video kind of on their opening homepage when you go there. Find out a little bit about this great business. And, of course, winner this year of a pretty prestigious award. Great to see that they were given the Worldwide Whiskey Producer of the Year at the International Wine and Spirits Competition this year. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.